This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Michelle's Pharmacy of Carlinville and Gillespie, by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
Hi, this is Alan Kasten, Illinois Farm Bureau District 14 Young Leader Representative. Can't wait to check the markets. By joining Montgomery County Farm Bureau, you can receive the weekly Farm Week newspaper free. You'll love the charts in the back. How about the free Farm Week market information? You can also receive the latest updates about the markets on your cell phone. Get AgriVisor free online, plus listen to the free RFD radio network and podcast. Brought to you by Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value.
Prepare yourself for the flu season. Michelle's Pharmacy is now giving vaccines, and the best part, no appointment or prescription is needed. If you or a loved one are on Medicare, vaccines will be billed at no cost to you. Michelle's Pharmacy offers influenza, pneumonia, Zostavax, and Tdap vaccinations. Protect yourself today. Get all your vaccinations at Michelle's Pharmacy in Carlinville and Gillespie. Call 854-4022 or 839-9901. Michelle's Pharmacy, where delivery to your home or office is always free.
Farmers are discovering crop insurance through Farm Credit of Illinois is a good fit for their farming operation. Albert Thompson of Perry County, Illinois, explains why he chose Farm Credit.
I took crop insurance out through Farm Credit Services, and they explained the programs well to me. I have no problem getting served well on claims and kept the wheels spinning in some rough, difficult times.
There's peace of mind in knowing your revenue is secure during volatile years.
I hear the statement from people that can't afford crop insurance. I can't afford not to have it. Because when we go into planting a crop in the spring, I know the minimum amount of revenue I'm going to have at the end of the year. That's something I never had without it.
Crop insurance provides farmers the flexibility needed to meet the demands of today's farming operations.
I can't imagine farming without crop insurance. As much capital is involved today, I'd have to reevaluate everything I do.
Call us at 800-444-FARM. Crop insurance through Farm Credit of Illinois. It's a good fit.
10 minutes after 6 on this Tuesday morning in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade. Right now, March wheat trading at 797 and a quarter, up 6. May wheat trading at 806, up 6 and a quarter. March corn trading at 733 and a quarter, up 5 and 3 quarter. May corn trading at 734 and 3 quarter, up 5 and a half. March soybeans trading at 1448 and a half, up 19 and a quarter. May beans trading at 1436, up 19 and a quarter. The overnight crude oil market, a penny lower at 95.55. The Brent crude, 53 cents higher at 112.24. The February gold contract, $4.90 higher at $1,691.90. The U.S. dollar index, 0.305 lower at 79.731. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grain markets.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday's grain market report. And the Illinois grain prices ended mostly higher on Friday afternoon. Corn and wheat futures were supported by fund buying at the Board of Trade. New fundamental news to move prices was hard to find on Friday, though a weather forecast for dry and cold conditions in the Plain States supported wheat values. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 1 to 5 cents higher at 7.11 to 7.35, and soybean bids ended mixed at 14.18 to 14.39. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 3 cents stronger at 7.21 to 7.39, and soybeans were 1 to 5 lower at 14.32 to 14.45. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 3 cents at 7.12 to 7.52, soybeans a penny lower at 14.46 to 14.67, and the wheat bids up 10 to 15 at 7.83 to 8.01. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 3 to 11 cents lower on Friday at 14.59 to 14.64. Basis ended 2 to 10 cents lower, ranging from 30 to 35 over the March. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis gained $5.40 to $6.40 a ton to range from 4.30.40 to 4.39.40. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids gained 3 cents, ranging from 7.32 to 7.51, with basis steady, ranging from 5 to 24 over the March. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 2 cents stronger at 728 to 729, with basis a penny lower, ranging from 1 to 2 over the March. Soybeans ended mixed, ranging from 1464 to 1475, with basis steady to 3 cents stronger at 35 to 46 over the March. New crop wheat bids for July 13 delivery gained 9 cents at 763 to 779, with basis steady, ranging from 41 to 25 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 3 cents stronger at 727 to 730. These same elevators lowered their soybean prices by a penny, with quotations at 1479 to 1489. And soft wheat gained a dime at 805 to 806. And Milo ended 3 cents higher at 712 to 713. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Bids from country elevators to producers in northern and western Illinois range from 548 up to 562, with new crop soybean bids ranging from 1237 to 1257. In central Illinois, new crop corn range from 551 up to 569, with new crop soybean bids at 1252 to 1267. In southern Illinois, new crop bids range from 545 up to 575, with new crop bean bids at 1252 to 1272, and the new crop wheat for July 13 delivery in southern Illinois, those bids range from 762 up to 787. That is our country grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
It's coming up on 6:15 on this Tuesday morning from FM 106. Right now, we'll recap the cash livestock markets.
This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday afternoon's livestock report. And first of all, in the eastern corn belt on Friday afternoon, barrels and gilts on a carcass basis ended 38 cents higher for the day. The base price for a 200-pound pork carcass ranged from $79.01 to $89 even, with a weighted average price of $83.03. From the Illinois Direct Slaughter Sow and Boar Report on Friday morning, slaughter sows traded mostly steady. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds traded at $38 to $41, with a few down to $35. 4 to 5 weights at $39 to $45, with a few at $37. And over 550-pound sows at $45 to $47, with a few head down to $40. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade on Friday, barrels and gilts at the country buying points traded a dollar higher, with U.S. 1 and 3 grades barrels and gilts weighing 220 to 290, trading at $54 to $58. And Illinois movement of hogs on Friday totaled 14,010 head. In the cattle trading in Illinois, the recap from the Walnut Livestock Auction in Walnut, Illinois from Thursday. Receipts for the auction totaled 278 head, and compared to last week, the slaughter steers and heifers sold $5 lower, slaughter Holstein steers down $2. Choice slaughter steers range from 122 to 127, with choice slaughter Holstein steers range from 109.50 up to 113, and the choice heifers range from 122 to 124.50. Slaughter cows premium type average dressing at 92 to 96, breaking cows at 75 to 78 with some low dressing breakers at 69, and the boning cows at 70 to 75, which were average dressing, and lean cows average dressing range from $63 to $65. Also, the special feeder cattle report from the Carthage Livestock Auction on Thursday. Receipts for the auction totaled 1,025 head. Trade was active with good demand for this special feeder cattle sale. Feeder steers, medium and large ones, four weights, range from 170 to 175, with some fancy at 181 up to 194. Five-weight feeder steers at 144.50 up to 163, with some fancy at 166.50 up to 173. And six-weight steers at 132 to 144. And some feeder heifers, medium and large ones, four weights, range from 140 up to 157, five-weight heifers at 132.50 to 148, and six-weight heifers range from 124 up to 139. From the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report on Friday afternoon, steers on a live basis have traded at 122 up to 125.50, heifers on a live basis at 122 to 124, and steers and heifers both on a dressed basis, they're trading at 195. From the National Carlotte Pork Report at the close on Friday, trading had been slow to moderate with 68 loads being traded. The fresh quarter-inch trim bone-in loins were steady along with the Boston butts. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass ended 25 cents lower for the day, closing at $83.63. And the box beef cutout values were sharply lower on Friday afternoon. Choice carcasses 6 to 900 pounds down $2.36, closing at $189.84, while select carcasses dropped $1.75 to $182.61. And on the daily estimated livestock slaughter under federal inspection on Friday, cattle slaughter awfully light on Friday, estimated at 104,000 head, compared to 110 last week and 110,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter also very light today, estimated at 416,000 head, compared to 424 last week and 417,000 a year ago. That is our livestock report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
It's coming up on 19 minutes after the hour of 6 on this Tuesday morning, part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Michelle's Pharmacy of Carlinville and Gillespie, by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, and by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau. Color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company.
Hi, I am Greg Urey from M&M Service Company. You don't need to tell me that farming is a difficult business. What you need are the experts at M&M Service Company. For all your agronomic needs, to fuel, propane, and agri-financing, M&M Service Company is your one-stop shop. Our team is knowledgeable about every aspect of your farming operation and can make farming a whole lot easier. Call your local M&M Service Company office at Macoupin, Madison, or Montgomery County today and find out how our team can help you make the business of farming easier. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Whether you're a municipality, business, or individual, Carlinville Truck Equipment has the Henderson Dump Body, Snowway Plow, or Salt Spreader to fit your needs. Carlinville Truck Equipment has its equipment ready for immediate delivery. Plus, as always, Carlinville Truck still has you covered for all your truck equipment services. Your repair needs, farm bodies, hoist, van bodies, lift gates, service bodies, or any other truck equipment you might need. Call them at 854-6706 or see them on the web at CTEMI.com.
Becoming cloudy across mid-Illinois for today with a chance of snow flurries, the high about 20 degrees with light northwest winds. Tonight, mostly cloudy, again a chance of a flurry, low temperatures in the mid-teens. For tomorrow, Wednesday, becoming partly cloudy, the high in the low 30s. Your extended forecast for Thursday through Saturday, cloudy skies with a chance of snow, sleet, or freezing rain Thursday and Thursday night. Low temperatures in the upper teens, high temperatures in the upper 30s. Right now at the Weather Center, west winds at 8 miles per hour, the barometric pressure steady, partly cloudy skies, and we have a temperature of 8 degrees. This check of color radar weather brought to you by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company. Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show is next.
Listen for Fighting Illini Basketball on the Tally Broadcasting Stations, brought to you by Midwest Basement Technologies, Security National Bank in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore, Bishop Motors, family-owned in Staunton and Litchfield, and by the Bank and Trust Company in Litchfield, Raymond, Farmersville, Carlinville, Chatham, and Rochester. For the Fighting Illini broadcast schedule, go to our website, WSMIRadio.com.
Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Envirofoam of America, by the CHS Service Center of Louder, and by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn. In our farm news today, on Monday, we talked to Mike Hamilton of the Hamilton Ag Auction of Fosterburg. He gave us the results of Saturday's hay auction.
Randy, we had extremely heavy offerings on small squares. We ended up with 1,432 small squares of alfalfa, alfalfa grass, and it was in a price range from $3 up to top of $7. We had 225 bales of orchard grass from $6.10 to $10 per bale. We had 760 bales of mixed grass from $2.40 a bale up to $5. We ended up with 900 small squares of straw from $1.60 to $2.10. In the 3x3s, we're a little light on them this week. We had 36 bales of Milo from $59 to $62. We had 45 3x3s of alfalfa, alfalfa grass mix from $91 to $121 a bale. And we had 16 bales of alfalfa orchard grass at $81. 10 bales of mixed grass and 3x3 at $63. And we had some grinding hay, some been setting out 3x4x8s, 12 of them at $41. It was pretty rough. Round bales, we had 15 bales of alfalfa from $70 to $106 per bale. We had 6 bales of orchard grass at $87, and we had 51 bales of mixed grass from $55 up to $67 per bale.
You had good buyer attendance, I hope?
Yeah, we ended up, I think, right at 60 buyer numbers. People were there to buy hay, and seems like the people that were buying bought quite a bit.
Now, when will you start accepting hay for this weekend?
We'll start accepting hay Friday at noon, and we'd like to have everything on the lot at least by 10 or 10:30 at the latest, so we can get everything checked in and start the sale promptly at 11 o'clock.
If you need more information about Saturday's sale at the Hamilton Ag Auction, you can call Mike Hamilton at 618-410-4293. On the Saturday Farm Show, Rita Frazier of the Illinois Farm Bureau talked to Illinois Farm Bureau President Philip Nelson. She asked him about how Illinois is viewed by other areas of the country.
Well, I think we're respected for all the activities that we carry out. I think, you know, I believe we've got strong leadership in our state, and it shows. And I think we've really built a lot of bridges over the last 10 years. I've taken the board to a half a dozen states outside of our region, the South, the Southeast, to the West. And I think when you get on their turf, you better appreciate and understand their agriculture, which helps us on the delegate floor and also helps us forge relationships when we get into farm bill debate, regulatory issues, you name it. We're all pulling together for one common cause, and that's to better this industry. So I feel really good when I reflect back, and it's hard to believe, but it's been 10 years of where we came from and where we're at today. I feel very confident as I turn the reins over to whoever a year from now that I think our organization is in good standing.
That was Illinois Farm Bureau President Philip Nelson talking to Rita Frazier of the Farm Bureau Radio Network at the recent National Farm Bureau Convention in Nashville. The porcine reproductive and respiratory syndrome virus remains a significant health challenge for pork producers. With PERS Pork Checkoff Director of Animal Health Information and Research, Dr. Lisa Becton, says it can feel like you can go two steps forward and one step back. Still, Dr. Becton says significant knowledge has been gained about the porcine reproductive and respiratory syndrome.
There's things on biosecurity that we know as far as backdrafting on fans, filtration, transmission of the PERS virus on different areas like trucking and supplies and things like that. But it's still one that evades us. You know, we do a lot of biosecurity things, but we still have outbreaks. We use vaccinations that we have currently, but we still have outbreaks. So there's still gaps in knowledge of why this virus continues to evade these things that we do. So that's why we're still trying to really hone in on, you know, where is this working on the pig? How do we continue to implement it? Because if we don't keep trying at least some of the biosecurity things, then we're basically not trying. So it's, I know people get very, very frustrated, but we've made some headway. We just still have to continue to plug away and continue to circle the wagons with all the folks that are involved in PERS research and PERS workings and just say, okay, what do we know now? Where do we need to go? And really try to hone in and focus our resources there.
Thanks to the Pork Checkoff, Dr. Becton says the industry is sharing information about this virus.
The PERS.org website is one place where a lot of information on PERS elimination projects, talks, making sure that's going to stay open and stay available to people. You know, we've published our research booklet so that way people can see what Pork Checkoff is doing. And then if there's other areas that people want, we've worked with USDA on getting better access to their information. So it's a constant revisit with all these different groups and even other companies. Boehringer Ingelheim has done a lot of work in the PERS arena, you know, both with elimination and with their research side. So it's continued communication with those folks. Pfizer is also now getting into the arena of, with their PERS vaccination and looking at funding PERS research. So it's, again, really trying to leverage all of our collective dollars together to make sure information is available for producers.
Dr. Becton says there is no silver bullet to deal with the porcine reproductive and respiratory syndrome, but the industry continues to make strides in dealing with this health challenge. For more information, go to www.pork.org. In other farm news this morning, a southwest Missouri county that has seen a lot of cattle rustling activity has been struck again. The Lawrence County Sheriff is investigating the theft of 27 head of yearlings late last week from a ranch near Marionville. Fifth-generation rancher Kyle Burke says the stolen steers represent about one-third of his herd. They weigh about 500 pounds and are worth about $900 a head. Sheriff's deputy said the nighttime crime was a professional job that took several hours. Thieves broke down a fence and carefully picked out the healthiest cattle. Burke says the cattle were insured, but he won't recover the full value. Lawrence and other southwestern counties in Missouri have seen several cattle thefts in recent months. The American Farm Bureau Federation Board of Directors has established priorities for the organization's strategic action plan for 2013. Farm Bureau President Bob Stallman says the plan represents the issue areas where the board believes the federation and its grassroots members will have real opportunities to achieve success. He says it also highlights challenges to tackle to help safeguard the ability of Farm Bureau members to operate their farms and ranches. Aggressively working to secure passage of legislation early in the year that addresses long and short-term ag labor needs is one priority for Farm Bureau. According to a recent Farm Bureau economic analysis, $5 billion to $9 billion in annual production is in jeopardy if the employee shortage can't be filled. Stallman says comprehensive immigration reform through legislation is needed to solve the ag worker problem. Mr. Stallman notes a reliable and efficient inland water system for shipment of farm goods is essential to the competitiveness of U.S. agriculture. That's why another Farm Bureau priority is passage of the Water Resources Development Act and reform of the Harbor Maintenance and Inland Waterways Trust Funds. Securing passage of a new farm bill that includes a farm income safety net and crop insurance products to provide risk management tools that help protect farmers from catastrophes, including programs that provide emergency assistance for livestock and specialty crop producers not covered by farm programs or federal crop insurance, is also a Farm Bureau priority. A new survey of rural bankers suggests that growth in farmland prices, cash rents, and farm equipment sales remain strong despite the continuing threat of drought in some Midwestern and Northern Plains states. The survey of rural bankers in Colorado, Illinois, Iowa, Kansas, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, North and South Dakota, and Wyoming. The Federal Reserve predicts U.S. farm income could decline in 2013, but it depends on how long the drought continues. Roughly two-thirds of the country has been in severe drought since last summer. If it continues, the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City said prices of corn and other crops would remain volatile because of tight supplies. The USDA predicted net farm income in 2012 would reach $114 billion because of the combination of high crop prices and significant crop insurance payment because of the drought. Once again, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat now trading at $7.97, up 5 3/4. May wheat trading at $8.05 3/4, up 6. March corn trading at $7.33 1/4, up 5 3/4. May corn trading at $7.34 1/2, up 5 1/4. March soybeans trading at $14.47 1/2, up 18 1/4. May beans trading at $14.36. Up 19 1/4. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106, beginning with the opening commodity markets this morning at 9:32. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Envirofoam of America, by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn, and by the CHS Service Center of Louder.